Hopefully now things are fucking working, because that was fucking bullshit. I listened to that god-awful fucking performance from you guys as I'm screaming at you all, please, would my co-hosts call back in, because now it seems to be working. Hey, how's it going?
Working now?
I can hear
you. Yep.
That was bullshit, dude. I was screaming at you guys.
Were you? I know, I couldn't. Yeah, we couldn't. Dude, did you hear me? I say you, like, were muted.
I could hear everything, but for whatever reason, my mic wasn't working.
I was kind of wondering where the fuck you went, man.
So, what do you think?
Well, we got to get... Hold on, let me text Locke in here.
Yeah, I don't really know what happened. But I was in the middle of being like, this conversation is fucking going nowhere. Let me fucking go back to the article. And then nothing was working.
Oh, okay. We were talking. I guess you got kicked out then. I don't know how that
apparently
worked.
But I heard everything. So I heard what you guys were talking about. And it's a good thing I host the show. That's all I'll say.
Yeah,
welcome back, Lacko.
Oh, fuck you, pal. We didn't prepare topics.
I wasn't going to steal yours. Because I thought we got canceled.
He's like,
sometimes I wish we would.
That shit made me laugh
so
hard.
That time, I really sincerely thought we did.
Yeah, the show's finished. I was like, it's because I said PJ Maricones or Pusti Malaka.
Okay. Anyways, let's get this show back on the road here. So where we were was basically we're at the initial settlement. So this article says that the family eventually decided to go to court and won big. Again, I don't think they'll see much of this. But anyways, a Plymouth County judge ultimately awarded the family $100,000 in damages and $3.4 million for distress. Now, this is where I've had a million issues with this article already.
They have a little more than a million now.
They won't see a cent of it. I don't think they will. But we'll get to that.
You don't think so?
I don't.
Lawyer fees are probably like $15,000, and then that's it.
Again, I think the course will sell before they pay a cent to these people. But either way, for the distress portion of it, the amount of times I've been on a tee box and I've almost gotten my head taken off, can I sue the golf course because I'm in distress?
Right.
Right. Yeah. Totally
when I miss my fourth fucking putt, I'm in distress. Can I sue?
That's the fucking risk you take. Assholes. Either way, Indian Ponds, which is the golf course, Indian Ponds is the golf course, argued it wasn't their fault, essentially believing that the Tenzar family should have known living on a golf course came with certain hazards. You think?
Yeah.
You think?
There shouldn't even be an issue.
There shouldn't even be a house on the course to begin with for you to buy, but.
Especially for these pricks.
They don't need a house. They don't sound like they should need a house.
No, these people should absolutely be on the street. But the judge clearly wasn't buying that argument, and the family was awarded a fortune. Again, this is a very biased article. The golf course is appealing the decision. But in the meantime, Galvin, the lawyer, says they've changed the layout of the hole, making the 15th shorter to take the 10 Tenzars home out of the flight path of balls. So that's where I think the golf course kind of got fucked. They should have technically done that in the first place, made the par four or par three.
We were not right now, puppy. Out.
Exactly. Not right now is exactly the point. Because.
Out, baby.
Brooksy, I love that you capped on that point. Not right now.
Howdy, Bundy Beats. Thanks for leaving the program. Cody, are you going to shit on Bundy Beats who came to the program and then just left immediately?
Dude, I keep missing him, dude.
Why did he say howdy and left and leave?
Because
leave,
he doesn't
bro?
Care about this show. I shit really? On him in the most recent episode, and he's not going to text me about it. And I went, barely. I barely shit on him. I was like, he doesn't listen to the show, which clearly he doesn't.
Yeah.
I do at work.
I know, me too.
What are you doing?
I'm doing the program. What are you doing? Bringing it down, clearly. It's a joke. It's a joke, people. I think the whole...
Where are you?
The thing pisses me off for many reasons, like A, being a golfer. So there is the bias of being a golfer. Sure, there is that bias. But it just pisses me off because, again, like, the course was there. And it's not like you're living in the middle of fucking Iraq where you're getting shelled with missiles all day. Golf season might suck. Yes, there are bad golfers. I know, too. They're on the show with me. I know bad golfers. It's also a joke. I'll boo myself for that joke.
Oh, that's a good one. How are you
too,
buddy?
What are you up to, man?
What are you doing, bro?
What are you drinking?
Hey, tell him he's live to tape.
In Megan Beach.
You're live to tape.
Thank you.
I am getting kid jobs from homeless people.
I love it.
It's fun.
Don't sue us, band.
Yeah. We're going
to
get
jobs. Yeah, we said live to tape.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
All right.
Well, Grinch, Cody, stop judging me.
Cody's never judging you, he said.
Cody, stop judging me.
That's
sexy.
Love you, baby.
Brother, stop judging me.
Love you, baby girl.
Why are you judging me, bro? That's Rachel. Say hi, Rachel.
What's up, bro?
That's Rachel.
What's up, dude?
Come on, dude. What is going on?
I don't know. We're talking to Rachel and Steven.
Yes, you are. Okay, I want to go. No.
Stay there. I love you. Love you, man.
Professor.
What?
No, you don't need any fingerstrips.
Yeah, you can hang up on him.
What is actually going on?
Cody, make sure to text me when the rapid fire starts. I got like 19 questions written.
Okay, good.
Then how good.
Very good, bro. All right, bud.
I'm going to make music with you.
All right, very good, bud.
Oh, yeah. Steven wants to write me.
All right, very good, bud. Come on the pod, Steven. Steven, come on the pod. Let's do it.
Love you guys.
Let's do it. We're staying connected, baby.
The only reason I thought that was funny because I thought I didn't hear Bundy say it was Steven. I thought he said Rachel, and then Cody was like, "What's up, dude?"
Yeah, he did say Rachel.
Then you said, "What's up, dude?"
Of course I did.
What an asshole.
What? He was like, "What's up?" And I was like, "What's up, dude?"
I call girls dude sometimes.
Yeah, me too.
No, she had that vibe. She
I call my exes dude.
You know when a bitch is a dude, and she was a dude.
I call my fucking cat a dude. Because I like it.
Sit in your own stink. That was awful.
Howdy, Luke. Oh, right. My fault.
I love a Luke a lot. I like to Luke a lot.
Like, my fault, like.
I like to lick a lick a lot.
Anyways.
Acid strips.
That's one way to put it.
You should come to the podcast every Friday.
This is true.
Good to hear Luke's voice on the podcast on a Friday night.
Yeah, we like Mike. Keep on the mic, baby. So I believe Dorothy was taking a victory lap, by the way.
I was. We're way past that now.
No. We're going back to that.
No, because I don't remember what I was.
Me neither.
I was taken. But neither here nor there. I'm trying to think what the next victory lap would be. The most obvious one is Golden State moving on, which leads me to probably my favorite picture ever. Of Ben Simmons. Like, I literally made it my Instagram profile picture because I love this picture so fucking much. Every time I see it, I get a chuckle out of it. So if you haven't seen it, go to BrandonBrooks_27 on Instagram. Go give me a follow and go look at that picture because it is fucking hilarious.
Oh, fatty club.
Oh, duh. I didn't just do that for monetary purposes, baby. I did have somebody, so I posted, I don't know what I put. I think I posted that Kings tweet where they made the playoffs like immediately after I changed my profile picture. I had a certain somebody hit me up and be like, is that you in your profile picture? I was like, yes, that's me standing courtside at Nets Celtics in the middle of the fucking playoffs. That's me. Yep. Yep.
First of all, if I know anything about Brooksy, I know that he doesn't like the Nets or the Celtics.
Correct. Correct. I just like the meme. I did have, that was the other one. Everyone was like, oh, now you're jumping on the Celtics bandwagon. It's like, no. It's like, I just like this fucking picture. It's funny to me. It's like, yeah, the Warriors just beat the Nuggets. Net. Stupid.
I liked the Celtics before they weren't cool.
I liked the Celtics before they were racist.
Why are they racist?
I don't know.
Every Boston team now is.
What about little Larry?
He probably thinks you're a racist, like Sam Kennedy.
Oh, God.
Callback to last week's episode.
Yes, sir.
Damn right. I just find that picture fucking hilarious. I think there's a very good chance we see Warriors Celtics in the NBA Finals, which would be interesting. But I think the Warriors could take it. I do. But that is a conversation, hopefully, that we'll have down the road. Massachusetts sports betting was also legalized, technically, yesterday.
Not really, but yeah.
Not really. They still have to vote on it, basically, in, like, the Senate and shit. And there's no college sports allowed, which is pretty stupid.
Yeah, they'll get there when they get there. They do it.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
They'll easily do it one at a time, you know?
Or...
They'll ease into it.
Sure, but they could have just done it like New York, where you can't bet on Massachusetts colleges. Like New York, you can't bet on New York colleges.
Massachusetts just sucks, doesn't it?
Oh, they're the worst. The worst. And a 35% tax that goes into the politicians' pockets.
Yeah.
As they tried to take their victory lap on Twitter today. I was on top of that one, baby. Good input, boys.
Yeah, that's crazy. I just didn't know that.
Yeah, so I mean,
I just like that you should have taken my like lack of, you know, just not being surprised or just not being surprised into saying my lack of like, enthusiasm for that. You know, I'm just not surprised that
good save.
Politicians pocketed.
No, of course not. Of course not. I mean, it's we're making the right steps, but as of right now, I think I'll still just cross the border in Pittsfield and go to New York and place my bets there.
No. Yeah, it's probably more leniency anyway.
It is, clearly.
You gotta hold your hand for some reason.
Yeah.
It's just strange. I don't know why Massachusetts. I mean, I do know why Massachusetts clearly can't get anything right, but maybe eventually they'll figure it out. I'm trying to think if there's any last topics before we get to rapid fire. We get out of this hellscape that is this show. I'm just checking now. Brooklyn Nets. Yeah, fuck the Brooklyn Nets. Ah, how dare I? The Mike Tyson video. That kid deserved it.
Yeah, by all means. Yes, he did.
Let's keep it a buck.
He didn't even get, like, he didn't even get the shit beat out of him. He just got slapped around a little bit. Like,
I mean, getting slapped around by Mike Tyson is like.
You saw the pictures afterward. He had, like, that. He had like Tyson on the plane.
Mike was holding back like 1,000% though.
1,000%.
Yeah, he was. I mean, he was probably tired or something. But yeah, no, he did. He did kind of cause some abrasions on the.
First of all,
or he knew Mike he could kill the guy.
Was he flying coach?
Right. What was that?
Yeah. What was that? I've never seen a plane that looked like that. That was weird. And why is this asshole on the plane sitting right behind Mike?
Well, he probably had money. It's probably like some like daddy's
you know, boarding school shit or whatever, daddy's money.
That must be so nice.
And look like, oh, you know what? This is Mike Tyson. He probably feels all entitled and shit to get up in his space.
Well, and Mike Tyson's been looking soft the last couple of days.
Constantly harass him and this. Yeah, but, you know, he's getting old. You know, why does he got to hold his shit up all the time? You know, he's proved his worth in his prime. It's, you know what I mean? It's like he's probably just trying to, like, enjoy retirement.
Yeah, no, for real, but like that dude,
like, have you seen Ali? Had you seen Ali? You know what I mean? He's like, he was kind of folded up a little bit, you know, and getting in his older age because, you know, well, sustaining so many injuries, but still, you know, you just want to enjoy your time you got left.
I still think like there's that thing where fighters like of combat sports talk about like their weapon or their hands being like legal weapons.
Well, they are. Yeah,
I don't know if you just lose that even with old age.
Well, yeah, the reputation upholds, you know.
Right. Again, kid fucking deserved it. You guys
no, not right now, puppy.
In the bathroom, you guys talk about this.
Not right now, puppy.
Basically, I want to listen to it and playback and see how you guys do.
Lacka, let's make a pact, bro. We're going to be silent the whole time.
Okay.
No, I was just playing. Brixton be like, what the fuck? One job.
Next week, we'll call in, bro. We'll be on schedule. We'll call in and just not say anything.
You'll be screaming in the mic again. He's like, why is my shit working?
Yeah.
Like, yo, we might get canceled again.
And then, like, every 15 minutes, we'll be like,
he'd be like, shit. Luke, any final words, my dude?
Have a good night. I think Jaxie has the final words.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
What is it?
Taxi.
Oh, you like that? You like it?
It's a good thing you used the baby as sympathy because that was horrific.
Brooks, you pissed that quick?
Leave me alone, prick.
No, bud. You got a vagina?
What are you talking about? Hold on. This is actually good. This is fun. We're going to do this live on air. So I don't actually know why I did it, but so I had a match on a certain dating app.
Sorry, and you know, that was me. That wasn't the baby.
Oh, okay. Could we not step on the segment? And so, so we matched on February 15th.
Right.
That was a long time ago. What did I say? Oh, I said, let me interest you on a theory I'm working on. In the ocean, do crabs think fish can fly? Great theory, great icebreaker.
Right.
Right,
because then you got them thinking, oh, maybe they're interested.
I then said...
Get away from me, pervert.
So she said prob. Didn't spell out probably. Said prob. LOL.
She's like, what's this idiot talking about?
Correct. I then said, like a fucking moron.
I'd be like,
I can't believe I'm doing this to myself on air.
I'd be like, you got any more mushrooms, pal?
Leave me alone. Leave me alone. I'm doing this on air. I'm the only one creating content here, boys. And I quote, I guess I don't really need to and I quote since it's coming from me. I mean, it's even worse that I would use that line to say, like, most oceans, it was a natural icebreaker. That right there, she should have unmatched with me. That is a horrific fucking line that deserves the boo. Only a fucking would say a line like that. That line is 1,000% out of the
maybe you were on mushrooms.
Maybe I was. I mean, that'd be a great excuse, but only a fucking says that shit. And apparently I said that shit. That was back on February 15th. What is today? April 29th? I randomly, out of the blue, sent her a text. And again, I don't actually remember doing this, but I said, listen to the show tonight. and then added the link to download Podbean. Got a response after not getting a response for my shitty pickup line saying, damn. What do we do now? Like, let's debate. What do I say next? We're answering this on the pod. What do I say next?
They made it so hard to even think of anything to say.
Like, that. What do you mean? Maybe that's
no,
a good one.
There's no response. There's just no response.
Honestly, I want to say, oh, I'm desperate, you know, like for the views, but she's going to think I'm desperate for her to get back in the DMs.
I mean, that's not a bad thing.
That's true. But I don't know if saying, again, I don't know what she means damn by. Like, she's the one who didn't text me back.
Are you surprised? Are you, like, not surprised?
So what do we say? Like, a what you mean?
I guess so. Like, what does that even mean,
though? That's weird.
Is that a good damn or a bad damn? I think that's what we'll go with.
Yeah.
Is that we're doing this live on the pod. I hope she listens. Okay. That'd be great. Is that this will be our new segment of the week. Exactly. Hold on. Is that a good damn or a bad?
Yeah.
Bam. Hopefully she hopefully it's good, and or B, hopefully it's bad and I can still plug the podcast and she'll listen to it. So as we wait for her response, let's talk about the week that was for holy shit. Never mind, we already got a response.
What is it?
Good damn. She really isn't giving me much to work with here, boys.
Yeah, but like
it's probably a guy. He's like, we're just not connecting.
You're not compatible.
Good God. I hope it's not a...
Welcome to the weekly wrap-up.
Welcome to the weekly wrap-up, boys and girls.
Feel free to subscribe and then unsubscribe. And go ahead and hit that dislike button. That'd be greatly appreciated.
If you could pull yourself together, we're trying to get Brooks a date here live on air, and you're fucking tanking right now.
I'm a wingman, baby.
Yeah, so what do we say next? After, again, I kind of pickled myself there, but not really. Oh,
no, dude, you just gotta, you wanna fuck?
Yeah, just drop that, yeah.
You wanna fuck?
I don't think.
That's like my new go-to nowadays.
Why am I taking advice from you two? You two both have girlfriends.
What am I doing? Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. You should be. You should be taking advice. Right?
This is fair.
How else are you gonna score?
Or you're 24. Do I go for shut up. Yeah, and I'm 22. Do I go for the podcast entertainer and try to get some content out of this bitch? I didn't mean her as a bitch. I meant like the situation as a whole. I feel I should preface that.
You should just text her. You live to tape?
Live to tape. That's true. Maybe I have to let her know she's live to tape.
There is no – she's not giving any sort of content. It's only two words.
Yeah. You
want to
see it?
No.
Should I just be like, you should join? We are breaking down the conversation live on air. Let's do that. I like that. Why? That. Damn it. What do we say next then, boys?
Jackson, you're excited. You are.
Mariah gives better advice than the both of you.
I know, dude. That's Jax.
Same thing.
That's little Jax.
Well, they both scream, so.
What can you do? I can do that too.
Yeah, Jax, I don't know if that answer works.
That was really vocal. I like that.
It was very vocal.
I can do that too, you know.
Oh, we all can do it. It's a matter of doing it. Let's go, boys. We need Jesus Christ, I'm on an island tonight. Holy fuck.
I flee in the aisles of Greece in the eye of police or in Iowa region. I avoid recon, pussy.
Oh, so I'm sure that's better to send, but telling her we're breaking down the conversation on air is bad.
Why don't you just have her call in?
Dalaka doesn't like that idea, but he won't give me a better idea.
No, that's not what I said.
You say live the tape. I'll say it. She won't even know what I'm talking about. She'll think I'm talking to you.
Technically, on Podbean, you don't have to say live to tape because when they call in, they have to confirm that they're calling in and that they know they're being recorded. So you don't have to say live to tape.
I wouldn't know this was being recorded. Is that entrapment? Do I need a warrant?
No. Massachusetts is a two-party state. So anytime we're recording somebody, somebody needs to confirm that they know they're being recorded. When you call into Podbean, it makes you confirm that you know you're possibly being recorded. Yeah, when somebody calls,
nobody reads the terms and conditions.
Doesn't matter. They have to confirm that you're in the clear in that.
Right. So let's do it. Have a call in.
Your body right now.
And be respectful.
Lacko, what is your input?
Sure.
None of you guys help me at all.
Hey, baby girl.
I'm on a fucking island in more ways than one.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Do you want me to read the text since no one else is talking?
Yes.
Sure.
Jesus Christ. Okay, fine. You should download.
Is he on the kid's fucking screen?
Right? No, download.
Download that app.
And I got a long day.
And call in.
And then
do the Wrap It Up podcast.
And then we'll do rapid fire.
We are live.
One more question.
Right now. Hold on. Exclamation point. So it makes me look like I'm literate. What were you going to say, Lucas? What is your one question?
One question to you, bro. Do you like the fact that they made a miniature golf? Like, do you find it like, what do you find miniature golf? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
It's hacky.
You hate it?
Hate it.
It's hacky.
I was going to ask a regular golfer what they thought about, you know.
I hate it.
Okay, that's what I was trying to go to.
It's not bad. It helped with the putting game.
Not one bit. It does not help at Worthington.
No. Wow.
I used to really like mini golf until I started to actually golf.
Right. No. Exactly.
I used to really enjoy mini golfing.
Do you find it more?
Yeah, because golfing is more fun than mini golf.
Do you find it?
I wouldn't say it's locked to the child fan base.
No, of course not.
I think it's more toward people who don't all ages. Go golfing. You know, like
I think it's more towards shitty golfers. Sorry, you bunch of fucking. More for the culture.
Throw that button, Brooksy. You'd be swearing a lot.
I'm going to get my own button on Amazon.
It's not swearing a lot. It's me hitting the drop button, you fucking...
What's up with all those fucking... I'd be, like, sawing a couple videos of, like, a dog hitting a bitch button. I'm going to get a bitch button.
What are you talking about?
Wait, what?
You ain't seen that? Like,
no.
There's buttons you can train your dogs to say certain words. So like when they're hungry or they want to go out or whatever, you know.
Oh, those things. And the
owners get one that says bitch when they're angry, and they when they're upset, they hit the bitch. And it's funny cuz like some people be saying some shit to their dog and they'll say, you get the point, you know. They're like fucking bitch.
Lucas's reaction to that bomb was my favorite. That was brutal.
Yeah, it's brutal. Your texting game.
Don't remind me. I did it live on air. I'm the only one fucking taking L's out here for the show.
I was going to say this on the podcast, but you blocked me on fucking the number, bro, because I tried texting you, man.
I just didn't text you back. I've seen it. I just haven't texted you back, prick.
It keeps going not delivered.
Because I have an Android, stupid.
All right.
I will text you right now, you dummy. Good God. Now I'm texting a dude on the pod.
Oh, wow. Have him call in.
Dummy, yeah. What a dummy.
Dummy.
Actually, I hope that was the right person and I just randomly text somebody that they're a dummy. That probably wouldn't go over well. Oh boy, oh boy.
It's spelled with a D-U-M-B-Y.
Dumby.
Shut up. Oh, I hate you.
Wait, did you spell it wrong, Brooks?
No, I fucking spelled it right.
He spelled the D-U-M-M-Y.
Yeah, dummy.
Oh yeah, like a test dummy, yeah.
Yeah, stupid.
No, but the pronounced word is dumby.
Like dumb.
Dumb. You're dumb.
Why didn't you think about that shit, dude?
This podcast is filled with dumb people.
Dumblebee.
What's 9 times 7?
Fuck 21. You, prick. 21.
No.
That was a real good joke.
64, you fucking cock.
What's 6 times 7?
42. Who cares? 46. No, 42. Don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with me.
One more bother for you, too.
Give me anything. I got you.
If I had to guess, I would imagine our social media dating app friend here is not a fan of the program.
What's 9 plus 10?
Who cares? Let's do some fucking rapid fire. It is now time for rapid fire. Welcome to Rapid Fire.
Let's do it, baby.
I love you, brother.
Easy, brother.
Hey, can I talk to Johnny and Brixie?
Yeah.
Oh,
I love you both. Bye.
Peace out, Lucas.
Wow, no love back. All right.
I love you too, Lucas.
Love you, baby girl.
I'm still waiting for your response, motherfucker.
Lacka, get it right.
Lacka.
I don't know where he is, yo. Bye, baby. Oh, bye, baby.
I'm gonna hop on for the rest of the pod.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should.
Out until I brush your teeth.
Oh, my.
Out until I brush your teeth.
I'll leave my
catcher
there. Hold on. If you want to wait a minute,
you
good.
Yeah.
I forgot to fucking
turn
that shit.
You know what? If you don't, leave.
You gotta
get one of them teapots, yo. Or the boil's pots, yeah.
The tray was pulled out.
Just add some cold water.
I have wild conversations going on. This is why I hate this program, people. People wonder why I hate this program.
I love this program.
Rapid fire, Brooksy, right now. I'm gonna ask you multiple questions, okay?
Go right ahead. That's the concept of the program, or of the bit.
Okay. All ready?
Okay.
I'm
ready.
What's your take on OJ?
Oh, absolute murderer. If he didn't pop his, or if he were to pop his tire on his way to their house, no one would know about the Kardashians, sex tape or not.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. Bruce Jenner, now, go.
Oh, great Olympic athlete. I'll leave it at that.
Caitlyn Jenner, go.
Great ex-Olympic athlete. I'll leave it at that.
All right. Upset. Going to Cody. Cody, ask him some questions.
All right. Would you rather electric stove or gas stove?
Gas stove, because shouts electric stove.
Hey, cook on the pot.
Okay.
All right. What would you rather, Nike or Adidas?
Oh, checks over stripes.
Yes, sir.
That's the shit I like.
What about LeBron over Kobe?
Don't be stupid, Kobe.
Kobe, yeah.
All right. What about Michael Jordan over Kobe?
That's Jordan. Top.
All right.
Yeah, we'll go
what
Jordan.
About, what about, okay, do you know MMA?
We have a betting show based around the MMA. Welcome to the world.
Okay. So what about Nate Diaz or let's say, Pelletier. What the fuck is his last name? No, what's his first name? I can't remember. Hold up.
You know Nate Diaz?
Of course. Nate Diaz is a borderline tomato can.
Do you feel better now?
Mm-hmm. I do feel better now.
Oh, okay. Nate Diaz or fucking Cowboy.
Oh, both are tomato cans. I'd take Cowboy, though.
Yeah, I like Cowboy, man.
I don't.
I like Cowboy, man.
Tomato can.
He's got cocky self, bro. He reminds me of my fucking drunk uncle. Yeah.
Tomato can. Welcome, Carl.
Get out of here, Carl.
I'll fight anybody.
Dude, both of them are tomato cans.
Carl, we don't want you.
Both of them are tomato cans. I'm like seconds away from here, muting Carl. You, Cody.
He's gonna leave anyway.
I think both are tomato cans.
Yeah, okay, fuck them. No, I'm rooting for Nate though. I'm rooting for Nate. I gotta go with the day one. So I'm going with Nate Diaz.
I love Nate.
He just loses big fights.
What about Nate or Nick?
Yeah, well, what do you
expect? Oh, Nate over Nick.
I like Nick because Nick started this shit.
Yeah, they both lose big fights, though. I mean, sorry.
I'm so sorry.
They lose big fights, but I'm not buying in.
Yeah, fuck you, Carl.
Yeah, thank you, Cody, for continuing to bomb the podcast.
Next Friday, this is
every Friday at 8, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
Next Friday, I'm gonna come in here with I'm gonna fucking study shit, right? And I'm gonna come in here with questions that blow your fucking mind.
I mean, Luke, it doesn't take much to join the program.
We've done some good ones, y'all.
That's true. That's true. We've done some fine ones. Some fine programs.
So what would you rather? Juice or soda?
Jesus Christ. We have scraped the bottom of the barrel.
What would you rather? Cat food or my wife's cooking?
Oh my God.
Cody, you can't create questions as hard as that one.
good save.
I really might actually go my wife's cooking though. Cat food's a tough one.
Oh my God.
Alright, brother. Yo,
Beezy. I love you. Alright, brother. I love you guys. Catch you later.
I appreciate you, man.
Yo, Beez, Luke. Thanks for safe. Or walk safe, whatever you're doing.
No,
we're getting how the sausage is made right now.
Easy, man. Yeah, I know. You'll get it together, bro. Alright, bro. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekly wrap up in a nutshell.
Yes, sir.
I definitely, just to tie a knot in the last story, definitely scared the shit out of that chick. She was not a fan of the Wrap It Up podcast.
Oh, yeah, no response.
No response. No response from two people. I sent the show link to somebody else who did not answer back. Oh,
no detective.
Damn right.
Hey, what's up, Moop? Get out of here. King Rock.
Moop. Yeah, I'm muting you. Just for fucking continuously bombing the program, you dickhead. So he's now muted. He can now sit there in his own stink as I continuously boo him. Boo, 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 boo. Prick. Welcome back, Cody. Have you learned your lesson?
No.
Okay. Boo, 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 boo.
It's enough.
Have you learned your lesson now?
Cody, just say yes. Just not.
I submit.
I'm tapping out, dude.
Just nod and submit.
Good God. I fucking hate this show.
Would you rather the Wrap It Up podcast or your wife's cooking?
Yeah, clearly your wife's cooking.
Is there another option? Is there an either?
Wow! I'm the asshole.
All of the above.
Wow. That was a good save. That was a good save. What the fuck is Bundy texting? Spooky and join the program. Oh, he literally doesn't know how to join the program. Wait, what? He said he tried. It won't let me. Doesn't have headphones on him right now, so he can't talk. Just listen. Listen. That's a good word. Fuck off.
Let me listen to your chalk.
Fuck off. Don't be an asshole.
I want to listen to your chalk.
I want to punch you in the mouth. The problem is, this is like two shows because the first 30 minutes we went and then stopped because my fucking microphone stopped working. And now this one's gone 40. I don't know which one I'll post.
We thought that you just left us to do it all alone.
I should have. I fucking should have.
So to get back at you now, Cody's going to join.
Yeah, I got my own beat now.
And then just not say anything.
Would that be a change from any other week?
Right.
That one didn't go over well. That one didn't go over well. No, that was a boo for me. That one did not go over well. Let me crack open my long drink and let's finish this god-awful episode. How many more times can I make deprecating jokes? Correct. I don't know what that drop had to do with anything. But it was there.
Terrific.
Tough fucking herping. I'm trying to see if there's any other.
Do you know what I'm referencing?
No, but I don't care. Actually, no. Tell me. Tell me what you're referencing.
Happy Madison production.
That's what you did for us?
The dude slaps the ball into the screen and it cracks and then it goes, terrific.
What? I'll make her a bottle.
What a f- I'm just trying to get my drops out now, if you can
what
tell.
What a cuck.
What a fucking little
princess.
Fuck you. Are you ready to get your shit pushed in golf tomorrow?
Yeah.
What, we're playing golf tomorrow?
Yeah, we're playing at Worthington tomorrow.
What time?
I don't know. What time are you out of work?
Well, I don't have work tomorrow because it's Saturday, I think, right?
Saturday, I believe.
Wait, well, Brooks, you gotta pay, bud.
No, I don't.
I got $20, maybe. Yeah, $17.
Oh, you meant pay for you. I thought you meant pay, like, in general. I don't.
I'll bring some. I'll bring some.
Because I'm a member.
Bring some goodies, but.
No, yeah, I can pay for you. Money. I can pay for you.
No, that's okay.
You just at.
I have to sell some of my assets, but I want to keep my stocks.
Now, you talk about crazy shit randomly.
Who?
You!
What do you mean?
We're not talking about stocks, and just randomly you bring up stocks.
Yeah, well, I got all my money tied in stocks, so I. My dog.
Are you supposed to bring up any sort of any regular conversation?
Oh, there is no regular conversation on this program. I mean, we tried to invite a social. Why do I keep saying social? A dating site match onto the program, and she had no interest in doing it. The show, there's no way of describing it.
What a pussy.
Yeah, I'm kind of on that wave. I do wonder, though, because I shouldn't watch just in case. Yeah, no. No text from her. Probably not thrilled with the invite. Should I just say I apologize and I did it for content? Probably not.
No, why not? Explain yourself.
I don't care. I think you
know. Yeah, I have no idea what to say and I should just leave it at that. Hey, hi.
Uh-huh.
Fuck off. Don't shit on me.
What, you fucking owl?
Oh my god, you and that fucking owl joke. When I see you tomorrow, I'm breaking your shins with my putter.
Oh bro, I hope so.
No, you do not. I shinned myself with my putter today, and holy fuck did that hurt.
How did you manage that?
I was coming off a 7 going near the sand traps, and I was shit-faced because I was drinking long drinks.
Oh my god.
The yeah.
Fibers.
Yeah. And I had my putter like down by my ankles and just for whatever reason held it too close and walked into it with my shin.
Mm-hmm.
And shin myself. It fucking hurt.
That's kind of funny.
Oh, but the long drinks were smacking. Still no high noons though.
Ah.
And there's a certain somebody who thinks it's hilarious that I bought them out of high noons, and it's not the owner.
It's so funny.
She thinks it's hilarious. It's not that fucking funny.
They were open for 3 days and Brooks cleaned them out.
High noons are good. Get off my fucking case.
No, I think you got me on the kick. I might grab me a pack of them soon.
Mm, they do smack. The certain somebody behind the counter told me that next week they're supposed to get an order, I think is what she said, but I was so fucking high I had no clue what she was saying. And I mean, she could have been telling me to go fuck myself and I would have just kept nodding and being like, yes,
uh-huh.
Yeah. I will. Cool. If you say so. God, she might be taking the number one spot for my biggest crush. Mm-hmm. Keep it a buck. We're doing all the fucking personal stories on the weekly wrap up tonight, boys.
Out. Kick him out.
Yeah, get out. Sorry. Personal stories. Get out. Damn, I'm bombing tonight. Good God. I am struggling tonight.
Hey, what's the weather going to be like tomorrow?
Like 65 degrees and sunny.
What time is it?
I want to tee off at like 10 tomorrow.
In the morning?
Oh, shit.
yeah. I hate to be an asshole, but I couldn't tee off at 10 at night.
What about 11?
What's the difference between 10 and 11?
An hour of sleep.
An hour of a hangover? Get over it.
Fuck. I have to be up at 8 for that shit.
No, you don't.
Yeah, trust me.
Be up for 8:45, leave by 9. Gives you plenty of time to go practice putting while you wait for the rest of the group.
Jacqueline, are you taking my car tomorrow?
Yes.
Please. Wait, what do you say, Tom Worthington here?
Yeah. I can grab you, Laga.
When are you coming back?
Once the cows and the pigs are fed and they're all in their proper cage.
Yeah, Jacqueline takes his car.
Are you going to be back before 9
a.m.?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Why does everyone think we play golf at p.m.? It's always a.m., people. What are we doing?
Please excuse our
cousin. Yeah, so I might need a ride.
That would be fun.
Hi, Cookie. I love you, Cookie.
Cody, what is your ride situation for tomorrow? We're doing this live on air. If people find this entertaining and you're still listening to this, we love you. Go follow us on Instagram at @TheWrapItUpPodcast _ between each word, teespring.com/store/ Look, wrap it up podcast.
Brooks, if I can hop in your car, I just got to pay green fees.
The problem is I'm probably headed to Beckett tomorrow to grab Lacken.
Right.
This time, Brooks, just go right to Ozzy's and take a left.
Well, yeah, don't fucking remind me, prick.
What do you want me to do then? What do you want me to do?
What is your ride situation?
Last week?
I'm going to drive.
Oh. So...
to Worthington.
Is your mom babysitting?
Okay.
I don't know.
I thought you... Okay, so yes, Laga, I will grab you. I know which way to go. I know not to go the back roads, prick. Douchebag. Did you hear that story, Cody? I don't think you did.
What?
I fucking went to go pick up Laga, and I kind of, like, in the back of my mind knew the way to go. Like, you
yo,
take Route 8.
Yo, Sabrina wants to come, so...
Well, okay.
Well, just get our own cart.
Yeah, I think we would have three carts.
Me and Brooks will switch. Me and Brooks will share a cart, then.
Well, yeah. Yeah, because there Cody...
My mom would do it for sure.
Cody, Bowen, you, me. There'd be four.
I know.
Ooh, got cheese on.
We could probably get three cards.
Sorry, yeah, we will. I got cheese on my baby.
Good God, what the fuck?
Literally.
It's like dipping cheese.
Why are you putting dipping cheese on your child? Welcome, Elizabeth Ali. Shouts to Muhammad Ali.
I thought she lived better with cheese.
Yeah, that was a shitty joke. You did deserve to leave. That was a shitty joke. I'll boo myself for that one. That was a bad joke.
You know what's cool, though?
Oh boy, I can't wait to boo you if it's not cool.
Very messy mess that your baby made. And I'm actually proud of myself for it.
Yeah, no.
Sit in your own stink.
That was a messy mess. You're in the front.
Boo. You can keep saying it. The jurisdiction doesn't change. Laka is up. So I mean, ideally, I would like to do 10 a.m. tomorrow. That would be ideal.
God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mariah, for agreeing.
Yeah.
That was wild.
That's adorable.
That's a Wrap It Up podcast exclusive.
That sounded like a grown-up sneeze.
It did not sound remotely close to a grown-up sneeze.
I think it did. Boo, Laka. Boo, Laka.
The show is a fucking mess.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've got like 6 people on the program now. We should introduce our guest co-hosts of the co-hosts.
Yeah. My name is Sabrina.
Who is heard very often, actually, if you listen to any show with Cody and I.
Of course, not my first time.
Damn right.
Water out.
This ain't your first
we already day. Know about the wife's cooking.
Sounds good. Do you want to
She was in the last show that we just dropped. I think she was talking to Mariah, and I left it in. Because that's when you were like, oh, the baby's standing. I was like, Jesus Christ! And then you were like, oh, no, not on its own. Like, well, that would have been good information to know.
Yeah, no. That would have been wild. Yeah, she was walking.
Oh, shit! Would have been super fucking baby.
Hey, these pandemic babies, I'm sorry. They're one of a kind.
Is it still technically a pandemic? I guess, I mean...
I don't really think so.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's the end of it, yeah, but...
Well, was it conceived during lockdown? I think that's probably the cutoff.
Yeah, it was. The last 2 months.
Then yeah, it's a pandemic baby.
Yeah, but, I mean, technically the pandemic's still going on, kind of, so, I mean, if... I mean, it is. I mean, COVID still exists.
Yeah, we could definitely break down the joke if you want to.
Does that technically mean it's always the pandemic ever since from now until eternity?
Yeah, I mean, well, technically there's a blight. I mean, there's lots of plagues and shit. And
technically every baby is...
No, I think we cured that, to be honest. But...
I'm glad you'll be honest on that one. Thanks.
Yeah. Hand out, baby. Come on.
To be honest.
Damn, I was born...
Could you cut that?
Oh, this show does not get cut as much as I wish it would.
Hell no, baby. You gotta sit through this shit.
Yeah, you gotta sit in your own stink, you fucking... She was the one to laugh at it. Not Cody. Not Laka.
I laughed. You just couldn't hear me.
That's true.
Never hear you, bro. I'd be trying to listen to the pod, and I'm like, yeah, wasn't Laka on this?
That's what sucks, too. Podbean does pod down, like, the call-ins, which sucks. Welcome, Rose. Welcome to the weekly wrap-up, the week that was, and we're wrapping it up like safe people. Go fuck yourself. That was over the line. If you listen to it in playback, I didn't mean that.
Yeah, I wasn't listening, so.
Hopefully you won't either. Welcome back.
Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekly wrap up.
And then unsubscribe.
Mm-hmm. No, just subscribe. Stay subscribed.
Go ahead.
We got good merch. We got good merch deals coming up because our 1 year anniversary is coming up.
Ooh.
Mm. Oh yeah, and
that's
I still
conception
got
a... of the Wrap It Up podcast.
Damn right, dude. That's my only conception because I'm gonna be single and lonely for a long time. So my only conception is a podcast.
Well, I want you to succeed, Brooksy.
Why? Thank you. I don't know. I was talking to Cody about it. What we'll do for the 1 year anniversary? I think we might. Do Podbean and YouTube live.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
It doesn't, but I haven't decided.
We gotta get on some streaming shit too. That'd be cool.
No shit.
Well, when you start doing YouTube live streams, it'll be a lot easier for people to hop on and join instead of downloading this piece of shit.
Do we really want that many people joining?
Yeah.
No. We've had in the conception of the weekly wrap-up maybe about 3 good callers.
I'll tell them to kick rocks and fuck off.
Cody, you like, will get so offensive like, tonight.
Don't you dare fucking donate. I will have you banned.
Or they could donate and then you ban them.
But this is our downfall.
I'm praying on your downfall. 10 o'clock.
Well, golf up must come down.
Right, 10 o'clock seems like a good time.
Why not?
Sure, me up whenever. 10, grab me out of bed. 10, 15. Hit me with a frying pan.
Are you gonna oh, you and I will. What did we listen to last time we drove together? Oh, we listened to Kirk.
Yeah. Last
call Bobby.
Even the baby's annoyed with you, Cody.
You love that sounded me. Like a little yawn.
That sounded like a sigh.
I wish there was
the baby, a... The baby was yawning at how boring our show was.
Oh, this show sucks.
Hey, Ma.
At this point, it's just a 3-way phone call between the three of us.
Yeah.
Like, no one's intrigued by our tea time tomorrow.
Okay. I just wanted to see if you wanted to watch Mariah.
So we're
Cody's on the tomorrow. Phone currently. I mean, I'd like to play at 10 tomorrow, but we'll let Cody finish his phone call.
You know, we'll have the baby. I just going to try to find the
baby. Left a tape.
I'll let you know.
I want a baby.
I know you got work.
Yeah, I'm driving with the schedules tomorrow, 10 to 12, and then I have one private lesson from 1:30 to 2:30.
Oh,
I think that one's at 12:30 to 1:30, so I get done by 1:30.
Okay, I'll let you know. Yeah, because I don't know what time we'll be back, but you know, I'm sure it makes really good to figure all that out. So.
Ask Mimi.
All right, very good.
They ask Mimi because when I shop up at the house, he's like, "Is it the baby alone? When am I ever gonna be your own?"
All right, very good.
I don't know if she's got plans tomorrow, but I mean, it's last minute. But
yeah, I'll do it. Tomorrow, then.
But, yeah, definitely no, because I would be more than
happy. All right, very good. All right,
love you.
All right, wrap it up. You ready for our second calling? Okay.
Everybody go. Special guest appearance.
All right, what do you say, Brooks?
All right, I did it backwards.
I say we get the fuck out of here and we get ready to golf tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
I'll have to wait then. All right, boys. Fuck yeah, damn I'm psyched. I got one beer.
Why are you?
Oh, I'm bringing the wine. I'm bringing the wine.
Excuse me? That's the wine that you and your brother. Oh,
I didn't drink shit. I didn't drink shit. I'm gonna spank your ass.
Started on live.
No, I'm gonna spank your ass.
Are we gonna witness domestic abuse live on air?
Hey, she's yes. gonna get time out.
It sounds like you're gonna get your ass kicked. Yay, good joke. Cheer. Yeah. Finally, I'm done bombing.
Nobody fucked me. No. No, I didn't do it.
Oh, that deserves. There's no crying on the Wrap It Up podcast. That's what I do. I'm going to listen back to this and completely regret texting that chick live on air.
I just slid over that fucking stove making this bottle of milk, and she didn't even drink it.
I told you.
We are talking about boob juice and a shitty texting exchange.
Excuse me, I just slaved over the stove making this bottle of milk, and she didn't drink it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekly wrap up.